Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the news desk, I'm Irene Lagan. The church has entered the Triduum, the three-day lead-up to Easter. Pope Benedict will soon leave for the Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran, where he will celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper. Earlier in the day, he celebrated the Chrism Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Emer McCarthy has this report.
Ante diem festum pasche.
Thursday morning, Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Chrism Mass, the solemn Holy Thursday liturgy, during which the sacramental oils are blessed. Holy Thursday is the day on which the Lord gave the 12 apostles the priestly task of celebrating in the bread and the wine the sacrament of his body and blood until he comes again.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, ogni anno la messa del Crisma ci esorta.
In his homily directed to the congregation of priests and deacons drawn from the pontifical seminaries throughout Rome, Pope Benedict XVI dwelt on the meaning of priesthood in the light of the liturgical texts read during Mass. Each year, he said, the Chrism Mass urges us to relive our yes to the Lord, which we pronounced when we were ordained. At the same time, Pope Benedict said that Holy Thursday is an occasion to reflect on the meaning of priestly ministry. There are two duties, he said, which define priesthood. Firstly, being before God, looking to him, being there for him. In this context, the Eucharist is placed at the heart of priestly life. Familiarity with the Word of God is also essential so a priest may better transmit it to others. And finally, prayer, the profound bond between the pastor and the school of Christ, which remains a priority. But, continued the Pope, a priest must also be vigilant. He must guard against insistent powers of evil. He must keep the world awake for God. A priest must always stand up to the currents of the time, standing straight in the truth and his commitment to do good. But he must also serve.
Servire significa vicinanza, ma significa soprattutto anche obbedienza.
To serve, concluded the Pope, means to be close to God and man, but above all it implies obedience. The servant adheres to the words of Christ uttered in the Garden of Olives, Father, not my will, but yours be done. With these words, Christ resolved the decisive battle against evil by freely giving himself over to the will of the Lord for the good of all humanity. I'm Emer McCarthy.